Before I start the shiur, I'd like to thank the whole Chevra for all of the Chanukah gelt that I was given. I appreciate the learning very much, and I appreciate the matana. Thank you very much. Last time we learned, 2 weeks ago, we were talking about the Mishnah in Tezvav Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, the second line in the Mishnah. Second line in the Mishnah says, Hakol Shochtim. That's how the Masechta began. Hakol Shochtim. So the first daf, on the base, the Gemara explained, Hakol Shochtim, all individuals, Nochri cannot Shecht, but all Jewish people can Shecht, even if he's a mummer, he's not so religious, even if he's a kusi, even if he's not such an expert. The Gemara gave interpretations who it's referring to. Hakol Shochtim, it goes on the Shechet. So the Gemara is asking over here, why is it repeated? On Tezvav Amud Beis, you have again Hakol Shochtim. So the Gemara interpreted on Tezvav Amud Beis, Hakol Shochtim goes on the Nishchotim. All animals require Shechita. Even a bird, even on the Chumash, it only speaks about Shechita by Behema and Chaya, never speaks about Shechita by Oaf. But nonetheless, and there's a Machlekes Satanoim, where the Shechita Oaf is Ben HaTorah Midrabanan. And a chicken, let's say, that died, the chickens that they sell in the A&P, that's awesome in Atar. That's Nivla Saiftar. Nivla Saiftar is awesome. But the Machlekes HaTanaim is they need all the Chomish El Cheshchite. They have to have a Sakin without Pegimus, and you shouldn't have Shia, Drasa, Chalad, the Hagram Avika. Do you require all of the Hil Cheshchite or not? So one opinion has it, that's how Tosis explains on the next Daf on Daf Chav. One opinion has it that as long as you do nechira, if you choke the chicken to death or you electrocute it to death, then it's going to be an avela. Then it'll be also menatara. Nivla soif is also menatara. But if you have a saw and you cut off the head, that's a machlokes. A saw has pegimas. So if you have a saw and you cut off the head, nechira simanim menatamer, that's a machlokes satanaim. Is that good menatara? It's only no good midrabbanon. Or is it Yeshchita Loif Menatara? So that's a machlokes. So the Gemara here on Tezvav Amud Beis suggested Hakol Shochtim, all animals require Shechita. They didn't want to say Hakol Shochtim, all Jewish people can serve as the Shechet, because that would be a repeat of the first Mishnah. We're going to see tonight, the Gemara is going to say, another opinion, the Gemara is going to say, no, it goes on the person who's Shechtim. Then it says, Ulu Olam Shochtim, or Bakol Shochtim, three statements. So Hakol Shochtim is a question. Does it go on all Jewish people can function as the Shechet, or all animals require Shechita? What is a Li'olam Shochtim? So that's what we left off in the middle of that Gemara. We started over here. Li'olam Shochtim is the last 10 lines on Tezayin Amud Beis and the top of Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. There's a Pasuk, Nechumish Devarim, that the Gemara quotes here. On the top of Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, on the second line from the top, Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, the pasuk says, "When we will enter into Eretz Yisrael, the Torah was given in the Midbar, and Moshe Rabbeinu died in the Midbar. So Yeshua Ben Nun crossed over the Yarden with Bnei Yisrael. So the pasuk says, when we will cross over the Yarden under the leadership of Yeshua Ben Nun, then we're permitted to eat Bisar Taiva. What is Bisar Taiva? The pasuk says, if you have a desire, kisav and apshech alech albasi, if you have a desire to eat flesh, what we call shchitas chulin, the shchitas kochim, karbonis, and the shchitas chulin. So shchitas chulin is known as bisar taiva, because the pasuk uses that expression, kisav and apshech alech albasi, b'chol avis napshech tizbach v'yachal tabasa. So the pasuk says, kiyichab kimcha amachim, shiyiv chashem alakecho, losim shmai sham. If you're going to live far away, the Jews will live all over in Eretz Yisrael, in Golan, and very far away from Yerushalayim. Can't expect everybody to go bring karbonis whenever they want to have some flesh. They should bring a shlamim and eat bistar shlamim. So the Torah says you're permitted to eat flesh. So what changed? What exactly changed after they crossed over the Yarden? What was the din for the first 40 years in the Midbar? And what changed? So that's a machlokes hatanaim between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Shmuel is of the opinion that in the Midbar it was not permissible to eat Bisar Taiva. If you wanted to have fleshiks, you had to bring in as a korban.
But you do this so far away.
Yeah, yeah. Since there are so many other Jews that live far away, even those who live mamish next to the Beis Hamikdash, they're permitted to have Besar Taiva. Yeah. So Rabbi Shmuel understood that that's the pshat. In the Midbar, everybody was mamish right next to the Mishkan. So whoever wanted to eat fleshiks had to eat, had to bring a korban and eat the Besar Hashlomin. And when they'll cross over the... And when they'll cross over the Yarden, then Besar Taiva is mutter. That's what changed. Rabbi Akiva denies that. He says there never was such a din that in the Midbar you're not allowed to shecht on your own. Besar Taiva was always mutter. So what changed between the Midbar and Eretz Yisrael? So Rabbi Kiva says, no, in the Midbar, you didn't require all the chomish el chashchita. The pasuk says, v'zavachta kasher tzivisicha, when you'll cross over the Yarden, and you live far away from the Beis HaMikdosh, v'savan apshech alechol basa, you have a desire to eat fleshiks, that's why we call it besar taiva, besar chulan is besar taiva, then it says, v'zavachta kasher tzivisicha. What does that expression mean, kasher tzivisicha? So kasher tzivisicha has the connotation of Torah Shebal Peh. We can't find the datum in the Chumash. Shia drasa chala dra grama v'ika. It doesn't say in the Chumash, but it's all nimsat with the Torah Shebal Peh. You have the Rambam in the beginning of the Mishnah Torah. The Rambam has a Hakdamah. So in the beginning of the Hakdamah, the Rambam writes that the Rabbanu Shalom gave us the Torah at Har Sinai, gave us the Torah Shebichsav, and he gave us the Torah Shebal Peh. And the Rambam quotes the Gemara in the beginning of Brachas. Where the Rabbanu Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Alei, alei ha'hora, climb up to the top of Har Sina." Be'et luchos luchos ha'even, v'hatorah v'hamitzvah shekosafti lahayroisam. The Gemara says, "Luchos ha'even is the aseres hadibros, v'hatorah is the rest of Torah shebichsav, v'hamitzvah is the Torah shebal peh. Ashekosafti is neviim uksuvim lahayroisam is mishnah." So the Gemara interprets every word, every word in the pasuk has a different meaning. So HaTorah v'HaMitzvah, HaTorah means Torah Shebichsav, HaMitzvah means Torah Shebal Peh. And similarly, there's a pasuk in the end of Chumash Bamidbar, in Parshas Matos, I think. But Melchemes Midyon appears in Parshas Matos, I think.
What's the mission in Torah Shebal Peh?
I don't know. It's not so clear by me either. I don't know. Torah Shebal Peh means the Midrash HaTorah Nidrash Hespem, how to work out things from the Psukim. And the Mishnah means Psak Halacha, how to come to a conclusion. How to pass on aloha. I'm not sure what the Mishnah is between, what the difference is between Torah Shebal Peh and the Mishnah. But that's what the Gemara comments. Asher Kasafti goes in the Nevi'im Ksuvim, the Hoy Roisim goes on Mishnah. I don't know. So here also it says, V'zavachta kasher tzivisicha, the phrase kasher tzivisicha has the connotation of Torah Shebal Peh. The pasuk says by Melchemes Midyon, it says in the Chumash that the Rabbanu Shalom instructed Moshe Rabbeinu he should wage war with Midian. That was the last job that he had to take care of before he's about to die. And even though he was told by the Rabbanu Shalom, you're going to die right after Melchemes Midyan, Rabbanu Shalom told him, he didn't postpone that he should live longer. He ran to take care of Melchemes Midyan. So there by Melchemes Midyan it says, Vayitzbu'u al Midyan. They waged war. They arranged the army units to fight against the nation of Midian. What is added on by Kashatziv Hashem Es Moshe? So the Rambam quotes from the Sifrei on that pasuk that's alluding to a din that's only known through Torah Shebal Peh. Halacha Moshe Messina is not based on a pasuk at all. When you fight against the enemy, you're not allowed to surround the enemy around all four sides. You have to only surround them on three sides. They should have a way to run away. Why is that so? I'm not sure. I thought the Pasha Pshat is, if you're going to surround them on all four sides, they're going to fight harder. Because they're going to see there's no hope. They're going to fight harder. So if you only surround them on three sides, so they're not going to fight so hard. They'll try to run away. But I don't know. I don't know if that's the reason, but it's a din. That the Rambam says, that's what the Rambam quotes from this Sifrei. The Gemara never appears. But the Rambam quotes that from this Sifrei. It says, Vayitzbu'u al Midyon. They wage war against Midyon. Kashat Tziva, Hashem is Moshe. Kashat Tziva doesn't mean, and they wage war against Midian as Moshe Rabbeinu was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to wage war against Midian. That's what it says in the previous pasuk. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Nikom Nikmas Beisam Beisam Midian, Achat Yosef Alamecha. Then it said they went to war. What does it have to say? Right? Kasha Tiv Hashem is Moshe, Shtei Tachshain. The Ribbon Shalom instructed him. Kasha Tiv Hashem is Moshe means something in addition to what was mentioned before. What's in addition? So Kasha Tiv has a connotation of a Torah Shabbat Peh. What Torah Shabbat Peh? When Torah Shabbat Peh? So the Rama quotes in Sifrei, this is the halacha, halacha Moshe Messina, that doesn't appear in the Chumash. You're not allowed to surround the enemy around all four sides. So the same over here. Here it says, Zavachta Kasher Tzivi Sicha. So the phrase Kasher Tzivi Sicha has the connotation of Torah Shabbat Peh. So that's what we said, that's the Shaila. What about Shechitas Of? Nivlasa Of is also Bachila. When they were told at Har Sinai, you're not allowed to eat in Zeilus. So Nivlasa Of is also Menat Torah. But the shayla is maybe nechira simanim and atzavah is sufficient. Maybe nechira sazui shchitasoy. Maybe the hilcha shchita v'zavach dekashet tivisicha. Here it says v'zavach dem b'karcha o mitzoncha kashet tivisicha. Here on the top of Yud Zayin Amin Aleph on the fourth line from the top.
What was it about the slug? How did they manage that?
Okay, that's the shayla.
Did they do
shchita? They had to do shchita, otherwise it'll be an avela. But the shayla is that they do shchita, but all the chamish hilcha shchita b'alacha Moshe Mitzrayim.
They were so quick to eat it, I don't know.
Yeah. So, because the pasuk only says, "V'zavachtem and b'karchem and mitzoncha kasher tzivisicha." Kasher tzivisicha means the halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim, the Torah Shabbat Peh of the chamish hilcha shchita, shi'ah drasa, chalad, the agrama v'yikur, only says by b'karcha v'tzoncha. So Nachmal said, "This is the machlekes of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel." What changed after they crossed over the Yarden? Something changed in Hilcha Shechita. So Rabbi Shmuel claims that Besar Taiva was also in the Midbar, means Besar Chulin. Kisava Nafshech Alechal Basa, B'chalabas Nafshech Tisbach, V'achalta Basa, to eat Chulin, that only began after they crossed over the Yarden. Kozman, they were in the Midbar, they were close to the Beis HaMikdash, they were not permitted to eat Chulin. Whoever wanted to eat flesh, how to bring a korban shlamim and then eat it. The Gemara is going to modify a little bit. It's only flesh that's possible to bring as a korban. What if you want to eat deer? What if you want to eat chicken that can't be brought as a korban? So then you're allowed to shecht it in the midbar also. Besar tarv is only usher if it's possible, that animal that you want to eat, if it's possible to bring it as a korban, then it has to be brought as a korban. So that's Rabbi Shmuel Shita. And Rabbi Kiva says no. Besar Taiva was always mutter in the midbar also. The pasuk means to say the hilcha shchita changed. V'zavachta b'mekorcha b'tzoncha kasher tzivisicha. The Torah Shemal Peh, the halachas l'Moshe Mitzrayim, avshiyah drasa chalad, agrama v'yikra, only began after they crossed over the Yarden. Kolzman they were in the midbar, besar nechira was mutter. Nechira sezui shchitasoy. That constituted the shchita. And that's the machlokes by Oif. Since the pasuk where the shchita loif men atarim and the rabban, because the pasuk only says, it only says there are halachas l'moshe mesina regarding b'karcha mitzoncha. It's understood behemah and chaya, same thing. But what about because chaya b'chalal behemah? So it says b'karcha mitzoncha. But if that's the machlokes and the machlokes of rishonim, how we should paskan the shechita loif men atarim and the rabbanim. Yeah, what's an afkamina halacha l'maisa b'yos? What's the difference halacha l'maisa? But the shechita loif is men atarim and the rabbanim. If you have a Sufik the Rabbanu Lukula and Sufik the Raisa Lukuma. So let's say I have a Sufik if I shechted the chicken properly. So is it possible to say that if Shechita Loif is only needed with the Rabbanu, so Sufik the Rabbanu Lukula? That's not correct. Because the chicken is Becheska Sisar. The Gemara says, Beheime Bechaya, Becheska Sisar and Menes. We had that already. Omer Avuna. The animal while it's alive is Becheska Sisar. See, even if you hold that Shechita Loif is only needed with the Rabbanu, Menatari can use a saw as long as you do nechira simanim and atzaber is good, but if you have a sofik, if you did a shia or not, they can't say sofik the rabbanon lekula. You don't apply sofik the rabbanon lekula if it's geneged cheska sisa. So that nafkamina is not correct. So the Gemara has later in the second parak, Gemara has a nafkamina. We have a mitzvah of kisei hadam. Mitzvah of kisei hadam only applies to vishecht chaya v'oif. Normally we eat meat from a behema, we eat steer, bulls, cow's meat. We eat chicken, okay. But rich people can afford the deer, venison. But the normal people eat flesh from a behema. So behema does need, when you shech the behema, there's no need for kisei adam. But the pasuk says there are three different types of animals, the hanegel, and yenen, there's behema chai v'yoif. and the dinim are different. Let's say the prohibition of chalev, certain fats are osir, other fats are mutter, we call that shuman. And the fats that are osir, we call chalev. Chalev is an isa koris. So the prohibition of chalev only applies to behema, doesn't apply to chaya, the exact same part of the animal. By chaya is mutter, and it doesn't apply to oif. Then giranoshe only applies to behema, v'chaya doesn't apply to oif. Oseb ezbeno only applies to behema, doesn't apply to chaya, doesn't apply to oif. And zralach hayayim v'hakeva, whenever you shecht, in America we don't observe the din, because Rashi claims in the end of Chulin that the Gemara makes a statement, the minhag ha'olam is that we are mekel on this, like the Tana, that zralach hayayim v'hakeva, that the list Perik in the Masechta is Perik HaZralach HaYayim HaKeva. So Zralach HaYayim HaKeva doesn't... Oh no, it's not the last Perik. Shiloh HaKan is the last Perik. It's towards the end. So Zralach HaYayim HaKeva is a din when you shecht the behemas chulin. You have to give certain parts to the Kohanim. So we know in Eretz Yisrael they observe it. In Chutz L'Oretz, the Minhag HaOlam is like Rashi, that it doesn't apply in Chutz L'Oretz. So that din, Zralach HaYayim HaKeva, that's called Matonis. The Matonis that you have to give the Kohanim, that only applies to behemah, doesn't apply to chayim. They're mechuyev to observe it, so in order not to have to observe it, they make a shutfis with a kohen, or the slaughterhouse makes a shutfis either with a kohen or with a non-Jew. Whenever you have a shutfis with a kohen and non-Jew, then you're not mechuyev bechlal. But if you didn't make a shutfis, then you're mechuyev to give away v'zwa l'chayim v'hakevam. And the l'chayim includes tongue. So if you eat tongue in Eretz Yisrael, it's a problem. You're stealing the tongue from the Kohanim. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be a tongue in America. The Minhag HaOlam is
Lahakal. Sold it. No, he can sell it.
The Kohen can sell it, yes.
So if you're eating tongue, the Kohen may have sold it.
Okay, we hope so. Okay, we hope that they gave it to the Kohen, and the Kohen sold it to the butcher shop. Okay. Or they had a shutfis in the whole slaughterhouse with the Kohen and with the non-Jews, so then you're not Mechuyiv in Zwalo Chayayim. Okay, yeah. So again, so Rabbi Akiva learns that this pasuk tells us, "Vizavachtem in b'korcha mitzancha," tells us that the hilcha shechita changed when they crossed over the Yarden. Kol's Monday, when the midbar, the din was nechira simanim was sufficient. If you cut off the head with a saw, is good, even though it's pegimus all over, even though the saw is jagged edge, and that's an after you cross over the Yarden, you can't shecht like that. All the chamash hilcha shechita only set in after they crossed over the Yarden. So about 10 lines from the top of Yud Zayin and Aleph, 8, 9, 10 lines. So the Gemara has 2 dots, and it says, "B'maykam ifligi." What are they fighting about? Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel. They're fighting about that pasuk in Dvarim, chapter Yud Beis, when it says something changed after they crossed over the Yarden. Hilcha Shechita, what changed? Rabbi Kiva Sovar, "B'sartai v'lo yitzaklal." There was never it was never asked to eat b'sartai in the midbar. So it cannot be that that's what the pasuk tells me, that mekan al haba. You're allowed to eat chulin? No, you're allowed to eat chulin in the midbar also. So it must be telling me that Bisar Nechira was mutter. Nechira says, Zohish Chitosai. And after they crossed over the yard, then you need Vizavachta Kashetzi Visicho, with all the Chomashil Chashchit of the Torah Shemal Peh. And Rabbi Shmuel Sova, Bisar Nechira Le Yishtri Klal. He holds up what Rabbi Kiva said is nonsense. The Chashchit were never changed. From day number one, you always needed Shchita with all the Chomashil Chashchita. So it must be that what changed was that the Besar Taiva was also in the Midbar, and after they crossed over the Yarden, then it was Mutter. So getting back again, so the Gemara said, maybe that's what the second line in the Mishnah means to say, Le'olam Shochtim. The Mishnah, again, what was that line? Hakol Shochtim, Le'olam Shochtim, Ubakol Shochtim, three dinim. So Hakol Shochtim, the Gemara said, really means Hakol, all animals require Shechita, even Oif requires Shechita, either Matara Medirabana. Doesn't take a stand whether Menatar Medirabana. And then it says, Le'olam Shochtim. What do you mean, Le'olam? So the Gemara thought originally, in all generations, you need all Hilcha Shechita. What does that mean? Rabbi Akiva claims that in the Midbar, before they lived in Eretz Yisrael, Nechirasa Zui Shechitasa. When they crossed over the Yarden, they didn't change. You need Chomesh Hilcha Shechita. So maybe after the Golus, maybe the Jews live all over the world now. Maybe it reverts back to the original din. Then the Chiras is Zuvish Chitasai. So the Mishnah says, no, the Olam Shochtim. In all periods of history, in all ages, you need all the Chomesh Hilcha Shechita. It doesn't revert. The din doesn't revert back the way it was when they were in the Midbar for the 40 years. That's how the Gemara interpreted now the Olam Shochtim. I was going to question, maybe you can read it differently. And then the Mishnah Gemara is going to discuss what's the third din. But before we get to that, so the Gemara is going to have a bit of a discussion now. Gemara is going to work out the details of this machlekes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. So the Gemara says, "Bishleimel Rabbi Shmuel." According to Rabbi Shmuel, shechita always required chamish hilcha shechita. Always, nechira is never acceptable. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, we understand the pasuk that says in Vayikra, if you want to bring a korban in the midbar, v'shochat as ben habokar, you have to do shechita. Ela Rabbi Akiva, my v'shochat, why do you need shechita? It should say v'nochar. If nechira sezui shechita say. So the hilcha shechita by korbanah should also be like that. It should be nechiras zuri shechitas. You can use a saw, and only after they cross over the midbar, then the dinim change. Agmar nein kochim shiny. Rabbi Akiva agrees. When you shech korbanah in the midbar, you need it all the chamish hilcha shechita. Only besar chulin was mutter in the midbar. When they would shech besar taiva in the midbar, they didn't need hilcha shechita. Only when they crossed over the Yarden, then the chamish hilcha shechita applied to shechitas chulin. Like it always applied to Shechitas Kachim.
So according to Rabbi Shmuel, Islam has to be born as a carbon in order for them to eat it?
You can't bring it as a carbon.
You can't bring it as a carbon. The Gemara is going to say, the only time Rabbi Shmuel says that you're not allowed to eat Besar Chulin in the Midbar is if that animal is Roy Lahakrova. But it was going to be Chaya, or chickens, or turkeys, or slav, something. It's not Torah Mebnei Yayna. Torah Mebnei Yayna, you can't bring as a korban either. Korban b'nei yayna is either an oifus, there's only oilo or chatas. Oily burn the whole thing. There's nothing to eat. Chatas the korban, you can't volunteer a chatas. If you're not mechuyev, a chatas is not bo b'nei adam and adovam. So also, it's only he only says it on animals that shaykh to bring as a korban shlamim, so you're not allowed to eat it unless you bring it as a shlamim. But on birds, even Torah b'nei yayna, you can't bring. There is no shlamim by the birds. So he'll agree
that
the
the
Kohanim eat the chatos, yeah, but you can't volunteer a chatos. If I want to eat some chicken, if I want to eat Torah Mabini Yayna, I can't decide, I'm a Kohen. I'll decide, I'll bring it as a chatos and I'll be allowed to eat it. A chatos is not bought ben Edom in a dova. If you're not mechuyev the chatos, you can't volunteer it. So the Gemara just modified a little bit. Gemara said, even Rabbi Akiva, who says that the Chomesh Hilcha Shechita only began Meshavar Yisrael Asayarden after they entered Eretz Yisrael, that's only regarding Shechita Schulen. But Kochim Shaini, even in the Midbar, you needed all the Chomesh Hilcha Shechita. I think we mentioned last time, 2 weeks ago, we mentioned the Ramban HaChomesh has an interpretation. It says, when you cross over the Yarden, you'll have a desire to eat flesh. Kisava Nafshecha Lechal Basa B'chalabas Nafshecha Tisbach. The Chaltos, it says, V'zavachta kashet tzivisicho. So the Gemara interprets, V'zavachta kashet tzivisicho. It's Yishecht in accordance with the Chomesh Hilcha Shechita. Kashet tzivisicho is a reference to the Shia Drosa Chala Adar Agama V'ika. That's the first page in Yerideya. Taz quotes that Gemara. V'zavachta kashet tzivisicho, the Chomesh Hilcha Shechita. So the Ramban says, L'fi Pshuto, what it means is, V'zavachta chulin kashet tzivisicho bekotchim. The last 40 years in the Midbar, you've only been doing Shechita properly on Karbonis. Now when you cross over the Yarden, V'zavachta chulin, kasher tzivisicha bekotchim, the Chomesh Hilcha Shechita. They always needed Chomesh Hilcha Shechita on the kotchim. That's how the Gemara says, kotchim shiny. By kotchim, even Rabbi Akiva agrees that even in the 40 years in the Midbar, they needed all the Chomesh Hilcha Shechita. Fine, so they modified Rabbi Akiva a little bit. Now they're going to have to modify some more. Let's see. Bishleim al Rabbi Shmuel Hainu Dichsiv Atzon. When Hakadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu the people are belly aching, they have no food. So Baruch Shalom says he's going to give money, he's going to give slav. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, how is it shaykh? There's so many millions of Jews here. There's shishim ribo men between the age of 20 and 60. They're women and children and erev rav. They're millions of people. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, how is it physically possible? They to satisfy everybody. There aren't enough chicken, there aren't enough birds in the world to give everybody. Atzona boki yushochet lahem, umotza lahem, there's not enough to eat. So what does it say, atzona boki yushochet lahem? Bishleim with Rabbi Shmuel, the verb yushochet makes sense, because even in the midbar you needed the chomesh hilcha shechita. Elo the Rabbi Akiva, how do you read the pasuk? May atzona boki yushochet lahem. I shouldn't say shechita. The din was that nechira was also sufficient. There was no need for shechita. And for the Gemara, no, that's what it means. In the midbar, Just like Tosfos says later, by oif, if you hold ein shechita loif min haTorah, but there is an institution of nivlas oif tohar, there is a din of nivsa. How is it nivlas oif tohar? You don't need shechita. Tosfos says, no. Nechiras is zuvi shechitasi. You don't need all the chomish al cheshechita. But you do need nechiras simonis. Rabbi Kiva also. Kiva says, in the midbar there was an isa nevela. Just that he didn't need all the chomish al cheshechita. However, you'll cut it by the neck. You use a saw and you cut off the neck. So when the pasuk uses that verb, and so the baki yishachet lahem, in the midbar that was called shechita. Nechira simanim was called shechita.
That's only
chulin. Chulin, yeah. Chulin, that was the chiras is zoish chitas by chulin. Yeah, that's what the Gemara answers. Then the Gemara says, "Vayt v'shleimu l'Rabbi Shmuel hainu disnan." The Gemara says like this. We mentioned before. There's a machlokes hatanoim and a machlokes rishonim had a paskin whether yesh shechita loif min haTorah or shechitas or lechomish el cheshechita only needed mid the rabbanon by yoifer. So what's an afkamina? So I said you cannot say the afkamina is what if you have a sofik whether you did a shia, because even if shechita or lechomish el cheshechita only needed mid the rabbanon, but you can't say sveik the rabbanon lekula can egin cheskasisa. And the bird, while it's alive, is b'cheska sisa, like Rabbuna says, b'heima b'chaya, b'cheska sisa. So is there an afkamina halacha l'maisa, where the shechita soif min haTorah midi Rabbanan? So Gemara says the afkamina will be for kisi adam. I never finished that. I started it before. The din is when you shecht chaya v'yof, you need kisi adam. When you shecht b'heima, you don't need kisi adam. What do you mean kisi adam? You have to have a sack of sawdust, and they throw the sawdust on the floor. And then they shecht chickens for an hour. Chickens, turkeys, whatever the shecht. They shecht for an hour. Then another shecht comes in. He shechts for an hour. So you have to have, you don't have to do kisi adam in between each and every bird. You do several hundred chickens in an hour. You do a lot of chickens. You do several hundred chickens in an hour. And then you do one big kisi adam on all of the dam that's there. So they throw sawdust on the floor before they start shechting. And they have all the chickens gone in conveyor belt, and the sheikh goes one, two, three, one after the other. Then there's a whole puddle, a whole pool of dam on the floor. And then after he finishes his hour, and the next sheikh comes in, so he says a broch, and he does the kisei adam on all of the dam. So the mitzvah kisei adam only applies if he did a proper shechita on the bird or the chaya. Chay b'yoif need kisei. What if he made a nevela? So then there's no mitzvah kisei adam. You have hundreds of chickens there, so some of them are going to be nevelas, and most of them are going to be shchutas. So you have to do kisi adam because of all of the shchutas. So what's the din? Let's say years ago they didn't have a conveyor belt. They didn't shecht hundreds of chickens like this. So let's say the shechet only shechts one chicken, and he wants to know whether he should do kisi adam. And he made it a nevela. He did shehi in the middle. He made it a nevela. But if you hold ein shchita loif min haTorah, so midaraisa you did a perfect shchita. It's only midirabbanan you're not allowed to eat it. But min haTorah, it's a perfectly good shechita. You're allowed to eat it, and you should do kisei adam. So when the chachamim prohibited you from eating it, because they required all the chomish el cheshechita by oif also, so they're zok that they told you that you shouldn't do kisei adam. Who says they're mafkir the mitzvah of kisei adam? So Gemara is going to discuss it later. So Gemara raises the similar issue over here. If you hold like Rabbi Akiva that in the midbar for 40 years. When you shecht even behema v'chaya nechiras zoi shchitasai, so true. After they crossed over the yard, then you no longer say nechiras zoi shchitasai. You're not allowed to eat it. But if you shecht the behema, you don't need kisei adam. That's a pasuk. But when you shecht the chaya, you need kisei adam. What if you shecht the chaya and then it turns out you had a psul in the shchita? There was a pegima and a knife. Oh, he did shia drasa chalad agram avika, whatever. He made the shchita b'psul. But if you hold, like Rabbi Akiva, that for 40 years that was a perfect shechita. So in the midbar, they were allowed to eat it, and they would do kisei adam on this chaya, on the dam of this chaya. Now he crossed over the Yarden, and now new halacha sets in. Moshe Rabbeinu said that after Yeshua ben Nun cross over the Yarden, the din is going to change. We no longer allow nechiras zoi shechitos. But the Gemara asks, but for 40 years that was a good shechita. So why shouldn't you still be mechuyev to do kisei adam? True, you're not allowed to eat the flesh, because now you no longer say nechiras zoi shechitosai, but why shouldn't you require kisei adam? So that's what the Gemara is asking.
Does
a treifa
need kisei adam?
Treifa is a machlokes hatanoim, whether you need kisei adam. That's called shechita sheina ru'uya. I did, you see, when you shecht an animal that has a treifa, it has a broken leg, has a hole in the lungs, whatever, has some kind of a hole in the kishkas. So if you shech the treife, it is a shechita's metar midei nevela, but you're not allowed to eat it. So that's called shechita shein averuya. A person shechts an animal, he did a perfect shechita, you're not allowed to eat for a zaitige reason. Because,
so until he finds out if it's a treife or not, what does he do with the...
Okay, let's say he knows in advance. He knows that it has a broken leg. So he knows in advance, and he's only shechting it. He's not allowed to eat it. He's shechting it that it shouldn't be metame. It shouldn't have tumas nevelas. So is there a mitzvah of kisi adam or not? So that's the old machlekes hataraim in the mission. That's called shechita sheini ruya, whether shmo shechita or not. So if you shech the treifa, are you allowed to eat it? No. Shechita sheini ruya means you're not allowed to eat. Is it metame? No, it's not metame. So that everybody agrees. Shechita sheini ruya is shmo shechita. It is a valid shechita benegeya too, that it's not metame kenevela. That's not tumas nevelas. Shechita sheini ruya is also bachila. It's not called a shechita benegeya to be mata bachila. The shad is what about with respect to all other intents and purposes, all other halachas. Let's say kisi hadam. Do you say since he did a shechita on the chay v'yoif? Behema doesn't need kisa. If you did a shechita, proper shechita on chay v'yoif, but the animal happens to be a treifa, do you say you mechuyev to do kisa adam or not? Well, let's say a ganav steals shor v'seh. So the Torah says whenever a ganav steals something, he has to pay kefil. But if he steals a shor v'seh utvocho or mechoro, he shechts it or he sells it to somebody else, then not only does he have to pay kefil, he pays abov chamisha. Chamisha boker shalom tachas hashor, v'arbatzon tachas haseh. He pays the keren and the kefil plus another two times, or by a shor chamisha boker shalom tachas hashor v'arbatzon tachas haseh. In addition to the keren and the kefil, he pays another two, another three times. So what if he shechted the animal? He stole an animal. He shechts it, and it's a shechita that's a shechita sheni ruya. Happens to be a treifa. What about benegeir to dalad vehei? Or what about benegeir chveis? What other dinim are there? Kise adam. The Gemara has another din. No, I forgot already. Other cases where is a shayla whether shma shechita or not. No, but tuma we know that shechita's treifa is not metami. So there's a machlokes hatanaim whether shechita sheni ruya shma shechita or lav shma shechita. So Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, the editor of the Mishnah, has made a compromise, and that's how we paskin. We paskin like Rebbe's compromise that for kisei hadam, you're not chayv to do kisei hadam because the pasuk by kisei hadam says ish ashiyishchat chaya o'of asher yeyochel. Adds on two words asher yeyochel. So asher yeyochel means that it's edible. So if it's a shechita sheni ruya, even though he did a perfect shechita, but if it's a treifa, you can't call it, you can't apply asher yeyochel. So Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, the editor of the Mishnah, is adopted that pshara that benegeir to kisi adam if he shechted a treifa. Shechita sheni ruya lav shmo shechita. But benegeir to zrala chayim hakeva. I already forgot what's. Oh, benegeir to oisav es benoi. You're not allowed to shecht the mother and the vlad on the same day. So what if I shechted one of them? A perfect shechita, but it's a shechita sheni ruya. It's a treifa. So you say shechita sheni ruya lav shma shechita. So it's not called a shechita. So it's mutter to shecht oisav es benoi b'yoyim echad. The only time it's prohibited to do oisav es benoi if you did a shechita on oso and on a beno. If one of them you're going to shoot and the other one you're going to shecht, then there's no prohibition. So it's the same machlokes satanan by oisav es benoi. So Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi made this compromise in the Mishnayos. Presents it that by Osav Yezbeno and by Dalad Vehei, by the Ganef, who Shecht Shorva said, Dalad Vehei, the opinion has been accepted that Shechita Sheni Ruya is Shmo Shechita. And only Benegeir to Kisi Adam, we say Shechita Sheni Ruya Lav Shmo Shechita, because of the two words that the Chumash adds on, Asher Yeyochel. Chai Va'of Asher Yeyochel. So the Gemara now, we ask this kasha. Bishleima le Rabbi Shmuel. This is right in the middle of Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. So the line begins with the words Bishleima. It's a few lines after it says by Midba Yud Aleph. So the Gemara says Bishleima. If you hold like Rabbi Shmuel, Hainu Disnan. We understand the Mishnah that says later. There's a whole Perikisi Adam. So it says Hashoychet v'nisnavla biyadai. A person shechted an animal, and by accident he made it in a vela. Or Hanochir, he takes a saw. And he cuts off the neck full of pigimus. He does nechira simanim. V'hama akir. Amakir just means he takes the neck and he breaks it like this. Amakir. Or he yanks out the simanim. Potem ilachas says, kisi adam is only
The shofach has dama v'chisa b'achar is only ish asher yishchat chayva of b'machane. Only if you do shchita. So this is an avela, it doesn't count. So if you hold like Rabbi Yishmael that hilcha shchita will always required for shchitas chula, not only for shchitas kachim, shchitas hilcha shchita. Chomesh hilcha shchita were always required for shchitas chulin also. So bishleim with Yishmael, we understand why he's part of melechasas, because he never did a shchita. Ela the Rabbi Akiva, amai part of melechasas. For 40 years, that was a perfect shchita. If they would have done that in the midbar, they would have taken a saw and cut the neck of the animal, would have said, nechirasa zui shchitasai. So just because the hilcha shchita changed after Yoshua ben Nun crossed over the yard, now you're not allowed to eat that animal. But I should, why don't you? All right, so you're not allowed to eat the animal, but you should still be mechiv to do kisi adam, because it's a good shchita. And for the Gemara, no. Hoil v'yitzer itzer. When they crossed over the yard, and the din changed, and it's nevela. And it's not only is Asher Yeyochel, even if you don't hold like Rebbe, Asher Yeyochel, the Hilcha Shchita changed, and since then it's not called a valid Shchita. Well, the Yitzer, it's.
Can you have an O?
Yeah. Nevela is Mutta Bano. Nevela is Mutta Bano, just as a Bachir. You can sell it to the Goyim. Yeah. Yeah, it's Mutta Bano, right. Then the Gemara has a Kasha Faket. If you hold like Rabbi Akiva, that it was always mutter to eat chulin in the midbar. Also, then we understand the pasuk that says the pasuk in Chumash talks about psuli hamikdashim. Psuli hamikdashim is a technical term. What it means is someone was magdash a carbon, and the carbon develops a mum. So if it has a mum over, there are two kinds of mum: a mum over and a mum kavua. Mum Ava means it's going to get better by itself. And Mum Kavua means it's not going to get better by itself unless you do surgery. So if you only have a Mum Oiver, you can't be Makar of the carbon the way it stands now, but you can't be Poyder either. You can only be Poyder carbon if it has a Mum Kavua. So the Pasuk says, and what if the carbon has a Mum Kavua? So then you can be Poyder. Then what do? So then the Pasuk says, Ach Kashiochel Satsiva Yol Kein Tochlenu. You're allowed to eat, even though a korban that's korban in the Beis Hamikdash can only be eaten by a person who's tohar. If the person is tummy, he's not allowed to eat truma, he's not allowed to eat korbanos. But if you have a korban shehumam v'nivde, it developed a mum kavu, and then you were poided. So then the pasuk says, "Hatamim v'atay yachtev echlenu katzviv u'chayol." Even an anamatami is allowed to eat it because you paid it and you're tzilchulin, so there's no problem. So the pasuk says, "Kasher yochel es hatzviv esayol ken tochlenu." And this din was given in the midbar that if you have a carbon that develops a mum kavua, you can be paid it and shecht it and eat it. So how can? But according to Rabbi Shmuel, there's no heter to eat besar taiva in the midbar. There's no heter to eat besar chulin. You can only eat flesh if you bring it as a korban. And tzvi v'ayol are both chayis. You can't bring them as a korban. Ayil. Ayil is not the same as ayol. Ayil is a...
two-year-old.
No, ayol is a steinbok, an animal that jumps in the mountains. Ayil is some kind of a goat or something like that.
A ram.
Ayil is a behema. Ayol is a chaya. The tzvi v'ayol are both chayis. So you can't bring them as karbonas. So the Gemara says, b'shleima l'Rabbi Akiva, ha'na d'omar, Rabbi Akiva thinks, p'sar taiva was always muta in the midbar. So we understand the pasuk that was given in the midbar. When you pay the karbon that gets a mum kavu, you're allowed to eat it like one can eat. That tzvi v'ayol can't tochlan. El Rabbi Shmuel, tzvi v'ayol gufim mi havishori. According to Rabbi Shmuel, there's no heta to eat flesh in the midbar unless you bring it as a karbon. You can't bring a chaya as a korban. Tzvi v'ayol are both chayas. So you can't bring them as a korban. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, how can you read the pasuk in the midbar that they're allowed to eat tzvi v'ayol? And for the Gemara name, the only time Rabbi Shmuel says you're not allowed to eat chulin in the midbar is if it's that type of an animal that could be offered as a shlamim. So that you're not allowed to eat unless you bring it as a shlamim. That's what the Gemara answers. And for the Gemara, kiyosa rachmane behem with a chazil hakrovet. According to Rabbi Shmuel, the Torah only prohibits you from eating a behemoth which is royal hakrova. So then Rabbi Shmuel understood, bring it as the korban shlamim, then eat it. The Torah never prohibited. So the Gemara narrowed down a little bit. They modified Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. He didn't say it's never mutter to eat beside taiva. He only said such an animal that's roi lahakrova as a shlamim, so that you're not allowed to eat the beside taiva. But chayis or chickens or birds, a slav that's not roi lahakrova as a shlamim, a bird can only be brought as an oilosoif or a chatasoif. Chatasoif you can't bring benedir and adova, and oilosoif there's nothing to eat. So with respect to birds, Rabbi Shmuel will also agree that beside Taiva was Mutta the 40 years in the Midbar. Only Behemoth said it's Royal HaKrov as a Shlomim, so then he limited the din. And then they also modified Rabbi Akiva's Shita. Rabbi Akiva says, Nechiros HaZawish Chitosai, that only applied to Chulin, didn't apply to Kochim. Even Rabbi Akiva agrees that the Kochim always needed proper Shchit. Now the Gemara has on the second wide line, the Gemara has a famous suffix. There's a lot of discussion on this. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah used to always clear chakiras. The Gemara says in Bava Basra, they kicked him out of Beis Medrash because he was clearing too many chakiras. What? They brought it back later. Yeah. But the Gemara says, although afkula Rabbi Yirmiyah Beis Medrash, because he asked too many chakiras, so they kicked him out. So here is also a chakiras. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah, he asked the Shaila, imagine in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, they had Ashgacha, they had the vacuum-packed flesh. They didn't do shchita the way we do shchita. They took a saw, according to Rabbi Akiva, they took a saw and they cut off the head of the animal. Then they salted it and they packaged it, vacuum-packed, and it says, Nishchat nimlach v'hudach tachas ashgachas Moshe Rabbeinu shlita. And they put it in the freezer. And they save it and they cross over the yard. How can they didn't have any freezer, they didn't have a vacuum pack. How did it happen? So the Gemara has a shaila. What's the din? They take this flesh that under the Hashgacha of Moshe Rabbeinu, okay, they preserved it with the salt. So that under the Hashgacha of Moshe Rabbeinu is Nishchat Nimlach V'Hudach, everything was done properly and you're allowed to eat it. Then they take the flesh, they cross over the Yarden, all of a sudden the din changes. Now it's Nevela. Under the Hashgacha of Moshe Rabbeinu, there was a kosher Shechita. So that's what Rabbi Yirmiyah wants to know. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah, what's the din? Evari b'sar nechira. If you hold like Rabbi Akiva, that in the midbar b'sar nechira was muta and nechirasa zoish chitasai. So what if you have a chunk of flesh? Evarim, a big half of an animal. Sheikhnisi yisoli mohem la'oretz. The Jews crossed over the Yarden and the flesh didn't get spoiled. Mahu, what's the din? Are you allowed to eat it or not? Maybe I should say you just changed the rules. So now, since the rules change, so this is nevela. What do you say? No, maybe it only changes mikana l'haba. Any animal that you're going to shecht after they cross over the Yarden, that has to be geshecht with all the chamish el cheshchita. Whatever was geshecht before they crossed over the Yarden, and it was under the hashgacha of Moshe Rabbeinu, so that was mutter. Since it was mutter 2 weeks ago, it remains mutter now. So the Gemara, that's the shayla. So the Gemara wants to know, emas, when do they want to eat this flesh? 2 weeks after, they shechted it 2 weeks ago, Moshe Rabbeinu dies, they cross over the Yarden, so 2 weeks later they want to eat the flesh. When? If I should say, B'sheva Shekopshu, so Rashi quotes from the Psukim, it says in Sefer Yeshua that it took 7 years till they waged all the wars with the Lamed Aleph Melochim, who had palaces in Eretz Yisrael. There was Zayin Umas, but because Eretz Yisrael is the link between Europe, Asia, and Africa, so that's why there were 31 kings had palaces there. And the Psukim say in Sefer Yeshua, it took 7 years till they conquered all the Lamed Aleph Malachim. And they hung them all, they killed all the Lamed Aleph Malachim. That was the Tziva Yashem. So the Gemara says, Amos, when does he want to eat this flesh that was left over from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu before they crossed over the Yarden? If you should say he wants to eat it, B'sheva Shekopshu, during the first 7 years that they were in the middle of the war, waging war against the Zayin Umas, against the Lamed Aleph Malachim. Then it took 7 years after they conquered all the land, then it took 7 years to divide Eretz Yisrael among the Shvatim and among the Mishpachim and among the Yechidim. So the Gemara has a din, during the Sheva Shekopshu, when they were fighting Kibush Eretz Yisrael for 7 years, so there was a din of Kadli Dachazeri. The Pasuk says in Dvarim, it says, we're chapter Vav, in Dvarim chapter Vav, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, it says v'achalto shlalei vecho. You can eat the loot that you'll take from the goyim, even the food. You'll come and you find batim leim kol tuva shalom ileisa baris chatzul mashaloch atzapta kromim mezeisim mashalon notaita v'achalto v'savata. You find all the food that the goyim prepared. They have refrigerators full of flesh and ham, and they have wine presses full of trefa wine. What kind of trefa wine could it be? Orlo, loy hakerem, maybe Ainesach, we'll have to discuss all trefa stuff. And it says ve'chalta v'savata. It says gezuntahed, you can eat everything. So the Gemara says during the Shevish Kopsha, when they were conquering Eretz Yisrael, they were allowed to eat all the trefa food. Again, so the Gemara had a shayla boy Rabbi Yirmiyah. The flesh that was geshachten with nechirasa zui shchitasa, with the shvacha shchita, but it was under nishchat nimlach v'hudach under hashkachas Moshe Rabbeinu shlita, and then they brought it over the Yarden. Are they allowed to eat it now? The Gemara asked them, when are you asking? Ilema, if you should say, are you allowed to eat it during the first 7 years that they're waging war against the Laman Aleph Malachim, b'shevish akavshu? Of course you're allowed to eat it. What's the shaila? Hashta davatami ishtiri luhu. Madach, they can eat chazer. Dichsib, the pasuk says, "Uvatim aleim kol tuva shalom ileis." V'amar Rabbi Yirmiyah Yabarab, Amar Rav, he says, "Name of Rav, kadli da chazer." You can eat ham during the first 7 years. So, of course, you can eat the veil. You can eat all trefa food you want. B'san nechirim abaye. If you can eat chazer, you can certainly eat the chiras hazuish chitasa that 2 weeks ago that was kosher. Even if now it's nevela, so what? They can eat chazer also. What does that declare? Ella must be. The shaila is, they have this vacuum-packed flesh under the Hashgacha Moshe Rabbeinu, and they kept it in the freezer for 7.5 years. Woo. So they want to know, are they, for 7.5 years in the freezer? So they want to know, are they allowed to eat it after the first 7 years are up? The first 7 years, they can eat chaza. So of course they can eat nevela. So the shaila was, Ela lachamikan. That's the shaila.
So that's the proof that it was like the Midbar.
Now what?
The fact that the meat didn't spoil.
Another nest, okay.
Another nest like okay. The Midbar should be like this.
Okay.
Like the Midbar, they should be like.
Yeah. So that's the first suggestion, the Gemara says. The Shaila of Rabbi Yirmiyah was, the Gemara is going to come out, teku. He doesn't have an answer to his Shaila. Mm-hmm. The flesh that never had a shchita, but it had nechirasa zui shchitosai, and you kept it for 7.5 years, are you allowed it? During the first 7 years, you can eat nevela. You can eat chazer. So the Shaila is after the 7 years are up. The Iboyis, Ema, and if you want to, you can say differently. No, Li'olam Meshevish Hakovshim. Not that they kept the flesh for 7.5 years. That's a little ridiculous. Well, now you're allowed to eat it within the first 7 years. Why? When the Torah says you're allowed to eat Chazer, that's if the Goyim left the Chazer in Eretzel. The Chalto Shlalai Vecha, the Chazer that they left. But if you're going to make your own Nevelis, you're going to buy your own Chazer, that is no Hetati. Ki Ishtri Lehu, when the Torah gave the Heter, that it says v'chalta shlalai vecho v'chalta v'savata v'atam leim kol tuva shalai milesa v'chalta v'savata ki ishtri luhu, when the Torah allowed them to eat the treifas, that sholo shalav de kachavim, whatever they take from the goyim, from the zayinumas who live in Eretz Yisrael, obedetu lo ishtri, but the ron nevelas, if a Jew in the middle of the first 7 years will buy ham from a merchant, that they're not allowed to eat. Only allowed to eat to him that they conquer, that they take away shlal of the kum.
What about the thing that they brought to them from the Midbar?
So that was the suffix. If they make a nevela, if they'll make, the Jews will make their own nevela now in the first 7 years, they're not allowed to eat it. But what about the flesh they brought over from the Midbar? So it was geshacht, and it says, nishchat nimlach v'hudach tachas hashgachas Moshe Rabbeinu. But now we changed the laws. Now, mikana lahabo, for sure you have to do shchita. Nechira is not acceptable. So what about the flesh that was left over from before? So he says teku. That's Rabbi Yirmiyah Sofik. He says teku. So
that can happen many other ways. In other words, like the kusla. One time the kusla were considered kosher, and then later on it became non-kosher. So what they did before was like what they did, and then also things changed. What do they do then?
Okay, good. That's what we're going to talk about. So Rashi has a comment on this Gemara. Where's this Rashi? Rashi writes on the fifth wide line in the Rashi. Where is it? Oh, here's the Rashi. One, two, three, four, six. The sixth wide line. The sixth wide line of Rashi begins with the words Loshna. So after the first two words, Rashi writes, Udrosh v'kabo scharhu. What is Rabbi Yirmiyah? He's clearing. What was the din in the days of Yeshua ben Nun if they had flesh left over? Is it neged today? Anybody have any flesh from the days of Yeshua ben Nun, from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu? Today it's not neged. Shaila, what was the din then? So the Gemara, we usually say, my de habi habi. That's bitl Torah. To discuss what was the din if it's not going to repeat itself, bizman hazeh. So Rashi says, no, drosh v'kabo schar. Shatzichemon olamoid al ho'emes. Even though the issue is not relevant, that's Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah is to declare Chakiris, Narisha Chakiris. So Rashi says, we're trying to be Mavar. What's the emes, even though it's not Negel Halacha? So here is a famous comment that the Rosh has. The Rosh quotes Rashi and he says that's difficult. The Gemara in different places, he only quotes one Gemara in Yuma. Gemara in different places has a Shaila, and then the Gemara says, my da have a habi. That's Bitl Torah. Halacha limud Torah means people make a mistake. They don't know what is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Mitzvah of Talmud Torah says, "Ulamadatem osam ushmartem las osam." You should learn osam, the 613 mitzvahs, and you have to know which are the 613 mitzvahs and what are all the details of the halachas. So, if you're going to discuss a din that was in the ancient past in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, but it's never going to come up again, so that's not nageir halacha. So that's bitul Torah. Limanatar means you learn things that are halacha lamaisa. Let's say we're learning kachim. So how is kachim halacha lamaisa? The answer is, the Gemara says, when you don't have a Beis HaMikdash, kol ha'isik b'parshas mincha, kilu hikri mincha, kol ha'isik b'parshas soilu, kilu hikri v'ayla. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said in the Shalma form, Svaseinu, that if you live in a generation where you are not able to be makru karbonis, so you should at least recite the parshas ha'karbonis, amala ani aleim, kilu hikrivum. The Baruch Shalom says, the last daf in Maseches Megillah, that when we recite the Parshas HaKarbanos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will consider it as if we had brought the Karbanos. So to learn Kachim is also considered Halacha L'maisa. Tumah V'Tara is not Halacha L'maisa for us, Bizman Hazeh, but in the future will be Halacha L'maisa. The Dinim will come up. And Kachim, even if Rashi says like that, the Kachim is Negeh Halacha L'maisa now. Rashi writes in Bob Metzir, we only have Talmud Bavli on those Mesichtas that are Halacha L'maisa. So what is that? That's brachas. Zroim wasn't a gay and bovel. All the mitzvah please words only apply in Eretz. So they didn't compose a Talmud Bavli on Zroim. Then on Moed, all the Yom Tov, we have Talmud Bavli. Then you have Noshim and Ezekin, and we have Talmud Bavli. On Taurus, we don't have Talmud Bavli. On Zroim, we don't have. So Rashi says, how can we have a Talmud Bavli on Kochim? So Rashi says, no, Kochim is Nageh Halacha L'maisa now. How is it so? So Rashi says, in the Shalma form, so seino. When you talk about the Kabbalah, it's considered as if you were makriv them. But to learn Taurus and to learn Zroim is, you can't say, Maida Habahabi, in the future everything will be Nageya. But to discuss this Shaila, this is Mamish Maida Habahabi. Rabbi Yirmiyah's Shaila is a Narisha Shaila, is Bitl Torah. What is he clearing a Chakira? So Rashi says, Drosh V'Kabbalah. You don't say that. You see, from the Gemara, that's what the Rosh says. You don't say L'Hagot Torah L'Hadira. Learning has to be halacha lemaisa, even if it's not imminently halacha lemaisa immediately, but in the future it'll be halacha lemaisa. But this kind of thing is never going to come up again. Not on that kind of a thing. The Rosh quotes the Gemara in Yuma has a shaila. In the days of Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, when they were chosen as Kohanim, so Ketzed Hil Bishon. How did they put on the big dekuna? In what order did they put on the big dekuna? Gemara says, "Ma'ida have a habi." What's an afkamina? Gemara says, "Lemizbak kroy." I want to know how to read the psukim in chumash. So the Rosh says that's legitimate. If you want to know how do you translate the pasuk in chumash, how you read the words, that's limud Torah. But if it's not a question of lemizbak kroy, like Rabbi Yirmiyah shaila, it's not a question of lemizbak kroy. What's the din? The flesh that was left over from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu after they crossed over the Yarden, you're allowed to eat it. There's no pasuk in Tanakh that mentions a word about that, so you don't have the mizbah kroy, and it's my dahave habi, so it should be bitl Torah. The Gemara shouldn't have quoted this narish shaila of Rabbi Yirmiyah. So the Rosh tells you, no, it's nageil halacha, the case that you said. If the bezdim will make a gzeira, bishalakim is also. They'll say gvina sakim is also. They'll say the kusim have a din kaakum. So do you say the din is only mikana lahabo? Whatever was muta yesterday. They made Gevina Sakam yesterday, and it says, Tachas Hashgachas Rab Tarfin, Rab Akiva, whatever.
all of a sudden, after they manufactured all the chalav akam and the gvina sakam and the bishul akam and the hashgacha, all of a sudden the bez makes a gzeri, not allowed to eat bishul akam. But this was made before the gzeri. This was made on the hashgacha. This is all kosher. So do you say, even though it was done on the hashgacha, now we pull out the rug from under them and it's asr? Or do you say, no, whatever was mutter yesterday is mutter. So he said, this is all included in the teku, in the yibaya of Rabbi Yirmiyah. And how do you paskin? How do you paskin? So what do you do when you have a teku? When you have an yibaya leib sheet in the Gemara, the Gemara says teku, you leave it as a suffix. So if it's a teku, benigeh to a din deraisi, go lechumer. Teku, benigeh to a din derabbanan, you go lekula. So the Rosh says it's relevant, halacha lemaisa, benigeh to gvina sakam and bishalakam and pasakam, in his case, they were goys around the kusim. So we would say, the goes on the kusim, that's a din deraisa. So then you'll go lechumra. But the bishalakam and the pasakam and the gvinasakam, that's a din derabbanan. So whatever was made before the issa was introduced will be mutter. That'll be a teku b'derabbanan lekula. A teku on a deraisa will be lechumra. They were goes on the kusim, the dinon ka'akum, that's based on a pasuk in Navi. That's a din deraisa. So a teku b'derabbanan would be lekula. So this is the Gemara that the Bnei Yisoschah, Gemara Achsidish Rebbe, the Hish Melech Dinever. So Bnei Yisoschah is a sefer that goes on. He starts with Nisan Yer Sivan, goes the months of the year. He talks about all the different Yamim Tovim and the months that don't have Yamim Tovim. He says Halacha and Chassidus and Kabbalah, all kinds of fascinating things. The big Talmud Chacham. He wrote a sefer, the Rapish Melech Dinever. The Bnei Yisoschah is mainly Chassidus, but he wrote another sefer that's more Halacha. That's called Derech Pikudecha. That's a sefer hamitzvahs. it's something like the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch is much stronger, but it's along the lines of the Minchas. It was written way before the Minchas Chinuch. He starts with the mitzvahs. He only goes to the middle of Parshas Mishpatim till 55 mitzvahs or something. The Chassidim are not sure whether he never wrote the rest of the sefer or the rest of the sefer was lost. But Lamai said we only have the first 50 samad mitzvahs. So he has on every mitzvah, he has machshava, dibur, and maise. He tells you halacha lemaise, certain details about the observance of mila and piriv and mila, gidanasha, and the korban pesach, matzah, mar, all the mitzvahs that go in the order of the chumash. He has maise, then he has dibur, he has chidushi, halachas, original chidushim. It's not at all as strong as the minchas chena, but he has original chidushim, then he has machshava. He tries to give Tami ha-mitzvah, reasons for the mitzvah, al derech ha-chasidus, al derech ha-kabbalah, al derech ha-nigla, he has interesting things. So that sefer is quoted by the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah quotes Allah al-Maisa from the derech pikudecha, from the chasidush sefer. So in the sefer, Bnei Yisoschar, he talks about the meaning not to eat fleishiks in the 9 days. So what's the din if you had fleish from before the 9 days? I shechted it before the 9 days, and it says mutah b'achila. Says on the label, this was done under supervision, it's mutter. Or even in the 9 days, you had flesh for Shabbos, you're allowed to eat. Then you have leftover from before Rosh Chodesh, from Tammuz, you have leftover flesh. Or in the 9 days, you're allowed to shecht for Shabbos. Then you have leftover flesh. Are you allowed to eat the leftover flesh? So he says, that's the Shaila in the Gemara. The flesh was mutter b'achila before. Originally, it was mutter b'achila. And not all of a sudden it becomes asa b'achila. So does it only go on the new flesh that the shech mikan al haba? Does it even go on the original flesh?
Yeah, but this will become mutter later on. In other words, it's not asa forever.
Yeah. Right.
The 9 days are gone. Yeah. This thing like beitz shnol
v'yantav. Right. So that's what the later achrayim say. There's no tushtel. It's not that it's nevela now. We're not saying that it's treif. The flesh is not treif. We have a meaning that we don't eat flesh in the 9 days. So we're saying the flesh is kosher. We're not saying the flesh is treif. No one's saying that it's nevela. So that's what they tiny against him. But there was such a practice. A lot of people had the chassidim had this practice based on this Bnei Yisoschah, that whatever flesh was left over from before Chodesh Av, they would eat it into Chodesh Av.
Could be that it would spoil, and then you'd be over on.
Baltashkes, yeah, they throw it out. Rather, and the meaning is you don't throw out flesh. You know why should you not mukhiv to be
mafsid? We have freezers now.
Now we have freezers. Yeah, oy shaila. Yeah, that's the pashtus. They didn't want to throw it out in the garbage. But the Bnei Soscha doesn't say that. He says based on this Gemara, and it's a teku.
if it will be a take of an aget to a din deraisa you go lechum, a take of an aget to a din derabbanan you go lekula. What about a sofik minig? Sofik minig is also only midirabbanan. A minig is less than a derabbanan. So just like sofik derabbanan lekula, the sofik minig also you go lekula. So that's what the Bnei Yisoscha says. The flesh that's left over from before the 9 days, he can eat into the 9 days. And Rabbi Yosef Engel writes in Asfan deraisa, he quotes this calculation. And he says there's no tushta because it'll be muta later. It's not that he's saying that flesh is awesome. You have a minig, you don't eat flesh. To make a simi, you do eat flesh. So not that the flesh is nevela. Yeah. Then Rabbi Yosef Engel tainas the whole thing doesn't make sense. The whole tushta doesn't make sense. The only tzad to say, that the flesh should be mutter is because nichiras is zuish chitasei. It says nishchat nimlach v'hudach tachas hashkachas Moshe Rabbeinu. It was nichiras zuish chitasei. But over here, no one's debating whether the shchita was good. The shchita was, if you shecht in the 9 days, also the shchita is good. It says you don't shecht in the 9 days. They had no freezers. What are they going to do? Of course you shouldn't shecht in the 9 days. It's just going to be heilach li'ibud. It's not, the whole thing is no tzushtal at all. But that's the famous Rosh. The Rosh quotes the Rashi. The Rashi says it's only Rosh v'kal b'schar. It's irrelevant. Afal pishik far over. The issue is not negel la halachas.
Lamed al emes, the Rashi says.
Right? Lamed al emes to be mefa.
That's the main point. He's defending.
Rabbi Yirmiyah wants to be mevar what the din is. So the Rosh says, no, that is bitl Torah. To be mevar what the din is once in the history of the world, and it's not negel in the future, not negel now in the future. That's my dahabahabah, that's bitl Torah. Only if it's l'mizbar kroy. Only if you're trying to figure out how to read a pasuk in Tanakh. But here there is no mizbar kroy. So just, this should really be my dahabahabah. So that's why the Rosh disagrees with the Rashi. And he says you have to say that the Rabbi Yirmiyah Sofek covered also all those cases. Like you said before, there were guys on the kusim, shedina ka'akum. There were guys on gvina sakum is awesome, pasakum is awesome. So what about the gvina sakum that was left over from before? Would that be us or would that be muta?
Why would that not be bitul tzar? Why is it only the chakira of the mayor was bitul tzar, but not learning beishamai?
Beishamai followed their opinion. Also, beishamai kedivrem. The roi, a person is neither from the beishamai school nor from the beisilul school, follows the roi. If I'm from the Beis Shammai school, even though we're in the minority, I follow Beis Shammai. So that is no ger lahalacha. Except that whoever is neither from Beis Shammai nor from Beis Hillel, or if he's from the Beis Hillel, is not allowed to follow Beis Shammai. We don't follow Beis Shammai. But Beis Shammai worked it out based on Midrash HaTanya. They hold that it's no ger lahalacha.
Can you say by the Tegu for be Doraisu be Lachoma, Dorabanu be Lakula, can you say a Gilgul here, that since it's the same Shaila on the Doraisa, you have to be Machmir even on the Dorabanan?
It like won't be the same Shaila. No, there'll be a different Shaila. I mean, on the Gvina Sakum, on the Rabbi Yirmiyah's case is a Shaila Doraisa, on the Gvina Sakum is a different case. I mean, it's the same principle behind
same
all
principle,
of it.
So
no.
Yeah.
Don't think about the Ventura and Marad saying Prabhupada never happened. Why? And also say Doraisa Kapaspa.
Rashi uses the lotion, Drosha Kavoschar. Yeah, that's where Rashi got it from there. No, the Gemara just says it's so far fetched.
Someone said, I sat on his grave, I think it happened.
Right. No, the Gemara just says there, one Tana says that the requirements, the conditions, the prerequisites,
the husband and wife, same voice, same everything,
are so far fetched, it's practically impossible. So one says it never happened, never will happen. The other one says, no, it's not true, I sat on his grave. Yeah. Yeah, machlokes and mitzvahs.
The same question with respect to the spoils collected from the seven nations after the period of capturing all of them and defeating them?
No, that for sure is also. Because the spoils were treif. They were treif from day number one. Here, the Gemina Sakam was kosher.
But they were permissible for a period of time.
You were allowed to eat it. There was a heter to violate the Issa. But it was also. It was treif. It was also. But again, to this din, the Kadi the Chazeri, you're allowed to eat to him. In the middle of the first 7 years, you're allowed to eat to him. So the Rambam and Chumash are not Pasuk in Dvorim. Where was it? Dvorim chapter Vav. In Parshas Vaschanan, I guess. So the Rambam and Chumash quotes the Rambam. He always quotes him with respect, even when he disagrees. He quotes the Rambam in Hilchas Malachim. Hilchas Malachim u'melcham oisehem. So the Rambam has all the Hilchas Malchama in Hilchas Malachim. So he says, this din is yelad itachazer. And the Rambam says, number one, it's not only restricted, doesn't only apply to the 7 years, the Shevish HaKavshu, Eretz Yisrael, it applies to Melchemet HaShechrur, applies to any Melchemet Mitzvah. Whenever they're waging, whenever the soldiers are in the war, they're allowed to eat treif of food. So the Ramban disagrees. He says, Vushtate. The Gemara says, the Shevish HaKavshu, only Kibush Eretz Yisrael doesn't apply to every Melchemet. That's one machlokes he has with the Rambam. Then the Rambam has another chiddush that the Ramban quotes, that the pasuk says, "Boris chatzu mashaloch chatzav the krabim mizaisa mashaloch natat the bottom lane kaltuv mashaloch mileisa." You come into the house and you find tray for food in the house. Boris chatzuvim, where they make wine, they press out the grapes, they make wine. Boris chatzu mashaloch chatzav to, and then it says v'chalta v'savati. You're allowed to eat the wine, even though the wine is orlo. They made the wine from the grapes that grew the first 3 years. That's Anisa Orlo. And the Rambam writes, even if the wine is Kloya Kerem, okay? And even if the wine is Yayin Nesach. We have today, we don't have Yayin Nesach, we have Stam Yainam. Wine that's manufactured by non-Jew, you're not allowed to drink it. So the Gemara says the real reason why you're not allowed to drink Stam Yainam is because of Chasnos, that it may lead to intermarriage. The same reason why they prohibited Pasakum. You're not allowed to eat bread. My next neighbor baked the delicious bread. And I was watching the way he made all the ingredients in it. He used a brand new pot. There's nothing treif about it. And he's friendly with me, so he gives me a loaf of bread. So that's, we're afraid of chasnus and may lead to intermarriage. And the same thing, bishulakam, any food that was cooked by a goy.
If it's manufactured in Singapore, how's that going to work?
Okay, so that's a question. Okay. So we have a prohibition of bishalakum and pasakum. It's also because of chasnas. So Gemara says that's the real reason why they prohibited stam yainim. Also, we're afraid that I may enjoy the wine so much, I may be led to marry the daughter of this winemaker in order to have a lifetime supply of this delicious wine. I want to have a kekest of the delicious wine. And then Tosis points out, once they wouldn't have made the gzera de rabbanon because of Yayin Esach. That's very far-fetched. The goy is going to be menasach the wine for Avodah Zarah, then he's going to give it to me to drink. If he's menasach it for Avodah Zarah, he's going to only use it for the Avodah Zarah. He's not going to give it to me. So that's very far-fetched. But once they made the gzera because of chasnus, because of mei lit intermarriage, so they threw in already, you can't make a gzera shalol tzarech. You can't make a gzera because of milsa de lo shchicha. So the chasnus intermarriage, that's a milsa de shchicha. But once you made the gzera already, then you can make a loit plug. It can even cover additional cases. So the real motivation to make the gzera was because of the chashash of intermarriage. Once they made the gzera, so
the not only twice a yayin, not whiskey. Why not?
Right.
If you're worried about chasnos, whiskey should certainly fall under that gzera.
Okay. So
I'm
the
not trying to make a whiskey also.
They didn't have whiskey those days. They had all types of.
The Gemara says, and Avodah Zarah, the Amoraim came up with a chumrah that if you live in a city where the Jews violate, the Mishnah doesn't say enter seft anywhere. Tosfos says the Amoraim invented a chumrah. If you live in a community where the Jews are in violation of Stam Yainam, a lot of Jews are in violation, like in our area in the world, New York, New Jersey, America, a lot of Jews drink Stam Yainam. So then the observant Jews have to be machmer even more, not to drink whiskey or beer in a bar. If it's kosher, you can buy it and drink it in the street to bring it home. But you're not allowed to drink it in the bar. Because you're
listening.
The bar is
like
also...
Like a real chasnus, in other words. In a bar, you're friendly and you...
Right. Because of the chasnus, yeah.
The bar is a makom tamer altogether.
Even to drink soda. Right. Some the chayodim chacham sadam holds you're not allowed to drink coffee in a coffee shop. You're not allowed to drink soda, even a soft drink.
This is we have at home to do it.
Yeah.
So the was a vegetable.
Oh yeah.
Here it means chazer.
So the Rambam writes, Boris Chatzul Mashaloch Hatzavto, the Ramban Chumash quotes this Rambam. The Ramban quotes 3 points from the Rambam and he disagrees on all three. The Rambam says it applies to every Mechama, and the Ramban says not only the Sheva, only Kibush Eretz Yisrael. Then the Rambam writes, Boris Chatzuma Shaloch Hatzavto, you're allowed to drink the wine in the bor, even if it's Orla, even if it's Klakem, even if it's Yayin Nesach. Ramban says, Yayin Nesach, that's not an Issa Macholos Asuris, that's an Issa Rabbi Dizor. The Torah was only Mekel on Hilchas Macholos Asuris. Then the third point that the Rambam writes, and the Ramban takes issue, and the third point he says is beferish against our Gemara, the Rambam. Rambam says the soldiers in the army are permitted to eat the kadeh chazer kishayira ve'ein lo mayochal. If the soldier is hungry and has nothing else to eat, so then he's allowed to eat the kadeh chazer. So the Ramban says it's against the Gemara, because the Gemara had boy Rabbi Yirmiyah. What's the din of the flesh that was geshacht during the lifetime of Moshe Rabbeinu, and then they crossed over the Yarden? Are they allowed to eat it or not? So the Gemara says, what's declared? They can eat chazamamish. They can eat chazamamish. No, you can only eat chazamamish kishira vein lamayochal. According to the Rambam, only if you're starving, you have nothing else. But if you have a choice, you can eat kosher, you can eat non-kosher. So eat the kosher. There's no hat to eat the nevela. So don't you? So the Ramban says, don't you see beferish from this Gemara that the Rambam is wrong? That the Rambam's the third point of the Rambam. The Ramban disagrees on all three. So the third point of the Rambam that the soldiers are only permitted to eat the kadli, the chazer, the trefufot, kishira, vein lamayochal, have nothing else to eat. That's against our Gemara, because the Gemara is asking.
The Rambam would have to agree that it's something else, a choice.
Yeah.
If there is a choice, in other words, I don't understand.
The Ramban holds even if you have a choice to eat either kosher or non kosher, you can choose to eat the non kosher.
The Ramban says that.
The Rambam says only allowed to eat to him kishayirav if he's starving. So the Ramban says it's against our Gemara. The Gemara was clearing maybe the evori b'sar nechira are kosher, maybe they're not kosher. Are they allowed to eat it? The Gemara says my nafkamina, even if it's mamish nevela, you're allowed to eat it. But according to the Rambam, you can only eat the nevela if you don't have kosher meat to eat. So shecht an animal now and eat kosher meat. I want to know, maybe this is kosher. And I don't have to have the heter of kadli de chazer is only kishira ben amayochel. Ramban says, isn't the Rambam against our Gemara? So in the back of the Gemara, they come to answer this kasha. The Maritz Chayis in the back comes to answer this kasha. So he says, what was the second answer that the Gemara gave? The Gemara gave the first answer to have the flesh left over from 7.5 years before, and it didn't get spoiled. It's quite a vacuum-packed piece of flesh. They shechted it in the midbar when Moshe Rabbeinu was still alive, and they want to eat it. And the Sheva Shecholko, after the Sheva Shekosha was over here. And then the Gemara says, "V'ibo yiseima." Where was that second one? The fifth white line in the Gemara. "V'ibo yiseima." If you want, you can give a different answer. "Li'olam Sheva Shekopshu." The discussion of Rabbi Yirmiya is in the first 7 years. And "Kiyishdiri lehu shlolol shalav de kachavim." It's only mutar to eat the nevelis and the ham from the goyim. Oh, but the two la yishtru, their own, it was not mutter. So the Maritz Chayis, I think he quotes Achrenim and say like that. The Rambam writes that this heter of kadli de chazeri, the Rambam Hilchus Malachim writes, this heter kadli de chazeri is similar to the heter of Yefas Toyer. Let's say the soldier's in the army, a Jewish soldier, and he hasn't seen his wife in a long, long time, and he wants to be with a woman. So he's a lot, and let's say there are some Jewish women there. There's some Jewish women there who are delivering fruit to the front or whatever. Jewish women in the army. So he has a heter, Yefas Torah, a Jewish woman. No. Yefas Torah is only heter to take Risa Bashiviyesh is one of the goyim. So the Rambam understood that according to the second answer in the Gemara, Ki Ishtri Lu Shlalu Shalav Dichavim, the two La Ishtri, that the second answer was that the heter of Kadli Hazeri is similar to the heter of Yefas Torah. It's only mutter b'shel nochrim, not your own. And the heter b'yefas Torah is only l'dibur Torah k'neged yetzahara. It's not a heter. Every soldier can take a yefas Torah. If you have such a desire, you feel that you can't control yourself. So then l'dibur Torah k'neged yetzahara. But we don't say, we would recommend against it. If the soldier can control himself, we say, don't take a yefas Torah. So the Rambam wrote, the Ramban was right, the Gemara is beferish against the Rambam. That's the first answer in the Gemara. The first lashon before you get to the ibo yisayim liyarnam b'sheva shekapshu and kiyishtri lahu shalav d'cham d'tula yishtri. The first answer of the Gemara was that kadei rechazer is hetagomer. But according to the second answer, it's only mutter shalakum, then it's only mutter kishir avein lamayochal. The same parallel to Yefaster. The Rama makes the parallel. The Rama puts the two together. So the Maritzchai says the Ramam got his shita kishir avein lamayochal from the second line in the Gemara. Second answer in the Gemara. It's famous. Rav Velvel Soloveitchik suggested that all three machlekes and atoli zebizeh. That the Ramban holds that it's a special heter. You only have the pasuk by kibush eretz Yisrael. It's a special heter. Has nothing to do with pikuach nefesh. Heter gomati treifis. Even if you can easily get kosher food, and it's only a heter on macholas asuris. It can't be a heter only for kibush eretz Yisrael. It's only a macholas asuris, not on yayin esach. Yeah, Nesach is an Isra that has to do with Avodah Zarah. And it's a heter gomer, not only Kishir Veila Mayochal. And the Rambam, based on the second answer in the Gemara, only Sholol of the Avikacham, the Tula Yishtri, the Rambam understood that it's a heter mitam pikuach nefesh. That under normal circumstances, let's say a person is stuck on a desert island, and the only food that he has to eat is non kosher food. And tomorrow they're going to deliver food. Tomorrow they're going to deliver food. The only food that's available today is Nebelis and Trefis. So it's not a suffix sakana if the person fasts for one day. We sometimes fast for one day, Asarah B'Tavis, Tisha B'Av, Yom Kippur, we fast for a day. There's no suffix sakana. If you're going to fast for a couple of days, no food to eat, then it'll become a suffix sakana. So the Rambam understood in the second answer of the Gemara that soldiers who are fighting a war have to be very alert. And if there's no kosher food to eat, there's only tray for food, so you don't tell the soldier, well, he won't die if you'll fast one day. It's a suffix for the soldier in the middle of a war, any war, not only Kibush Eretz Yisrael. It's not a heter Kibush Eretz Yisrael, heter Amachalas Asuris. It's under the circumstances of a soldier in the middle of a battle, that's called a suffix sakana.
So you don't need a heter sholo. You don't need a heter sholo. You need a, otherwise, you don't need a heter under those circumstances. In lo malecho.
Yeah.
You don't need the heter that is sholo that you could need.
Why is it only, I mean, why, kishirav should be muta even their own?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a good taina. I don't know. But that's the Brisker Rav suggests, that the 3 points that they argue, atoli zebzeh, the Ramam understood, for a soldier in the middle of a war, that's called Safek Sakona. So it's any war, not only Kibush Eretz Yisrael, and it's even Yayin Nesach Mamish, because it's not Yehorek Val Yahweh. We're not telling him to worship Avodah Zarah. We're telling him he's allowed to violate Isuri Hanoah of Yayin Nesach. It's not Yehorek Val Yahweh of Avodah Zarah. And so therefore, the Toli Zebzeh, the Ramban disagreed, has nothing to do with Pikuach Nefesh. It's not at all based on Pikuach Nefesh.
The Halacha of only encircling them on three sides, did that apply also to the Sheva Amim, or only the Midyan or Moab?
I think it did apply.
It did apply.
I think the Rambam says it applied also to the Zayin Umas, yeah.
So with Yericho, it says that it was surrounded on all sides.
Uh-huh.
Sagur
Misugaret. Yericho was Sagur Misugaret, yeah. Well, the city.
They made the wall.
They made the wall, yeah. Yericho had a wall around it. They didn't do it. I don't know. So it could be a good question. I don't know. So what are we learning so far? Nachamol. There were three lines in the Mishnah. Hakol Shochtim was a repeat from the opening line. Hakol Shochtim. So whereas on the opening line the Gemara gave a whole bunch of interpretations, Hakol Shochtim means a Mumer can shecht, and a Kusik can shecht, and a Ganav can shecht, all the different interpretations. And he's not a Baki, and he's not a Mumche, all the different suggestions. Now it's repeated on Tezvav and Beis. Hakol Shechtim means all animals require Shechita, even Oif, means Hakol Nishchotim. And then Uli Olam Shechtim means even in the Tkufa, after the Churban Beis HaMikdosh, the Hilcha Shechita still apply. We shouldn't say we revert back to the Nechiras Zoi Shechitas of the Midbar, according to Rabbi Akiva, Uli Olam Shechtim in all historical periods. So what's Uba Kol Shochtim? What does that mean? So that's what the Gemara is going to pick up now. All three should be a little bit parallel. So the Gemara says, Omar Rabba, Omar Rava, okay, someone, either Rabba or Rava says, Shanisa, you gave an interpretation in the line Hakol Shochtim, Uli Olam Shochtim. He gave it a term. Hakol Shochtim goes on Oifus, the Olam Shochtim goes after the Churban Abayis. What about Bakol Shochtim Mai Mishanisle? What are you going to interpret in the third din in the Mishnah? Bakol Shochtim. So the answer is V'chitema, you're going to tell me Beimitzur, Beimitzchuchas, Beimikub, Mishalkona, you can use any instrument. You don't need a knife, even a blade of grass, even a sharp rock, even a sharp broken piece of glass. Okay, that's what the Mishnah says. Bakol shachnim beimitzur beimikrumis beimikrum shalkana. That's what it means. Bakol shach, any instrument can be used. Frag the Gemara. So Rav is asking, shouldn't be hadume dahanach katoni. The third one, bakol shachnim, should be similar to the first two. Hakol shachnim eliyadam shachnim ihanach bishachnim. If the first two go on the person who's doing the shechita, Hakol Shochtim in the first line in the Mesichta goes on who the shechit is. Anyone may be accepted as a shechit. So if Hakol Shochtim in Liodam Shochtim goes on the shechit, Hainami B'Shochtim. So the third din of Bakol Shochtim should go on the shechit. V'Ihanach B'Nishchotim. And if you tell me that the first one, Hakol Shochtim goes on Oifas, on the Dabah HaNishchat, and Liolam Shochtim goes, you even need Hilcha Shechita, the Chomish Hilcha Shechita needed, even after the Churban Abayis, Hanami Minishchotim. So the third one, Bakol Shechtim should go on the Nishchotim also, should be a parallel. Elam Arava, that's why they changed the Girsa before, because before it says Amar Rabba, Elam Arava. It should either say Rava twice or it should say Rabba twice, because he was bothered with the Kasha, he gave a different shot. Elam Arava, so Rava says, Hakol Shochtim is the same as the opening line in the Mesichta, and they both go on the Shechet. It doesn't go on Oifas, on the Nishcha, it goes on the Shechet. Elam Arav, Hakol Shochtim is repeated. Chodel Asui Kusi, Chodel Asui Yisrael Mumer. One Mishnah, either the first Mishnah or the Mishnah on Tezvavim base. One of them goes on a Kusi, Koidim Akzera, that a Kusi is Jewish, Kusim Geri Emes, and what goes on Yisrael Mumer, that even though he himself doesn't keep Kasha, he eats Nevelis, but he's a Mumer Latayavin. So l'shavik eter b'achal yisur. What does it mean l'oilam shochtim? Doesn't go after the tkufas churban abayis. I would have thought that the din reverts back to what it used to be in the midbar. No, l'oilam shochtim means b'em b'yom b'em b'alayla. There's an issue. Are you allowed to shecht? We already learned the Gemara. Is it permissible l'chatchila to shecht b'alayla? He may do an improper shechita and you won't even realize it. So the Gemara said, if you have an avuka, if you have the lights on in the slaughterhouse, so then it's laila kayom yoyer. Then you can shecht b'alayla l'chatchila. If you have an avuka, if you just have a little candle and it's dark in the room, you're not allowed to shecht b'alayla because you may make it nevela, you won't realize. But if you have an avuka connector, then you may. So that's Liolam Shochtim. Also included Liolam Shochtim, Beim Rosh HaGag, Beim Rosh HaSfino. You're permitted to shecht on the rooftop, even though someone may think that you're shechting to the sun, the moon, and the constellations. Maybe you're shechting like what is Zara. So you're not mechuyev to worry about that. It may look, it probably will not. If it looks like a Mara sign that is worshipping Avodah Zara, don't shecht on the rooftop. But you don't have to trachtois anai chumra. And you're permitted to shecht on a Sfino, even though there was a practice that some of the Ovdei Avodah Zarah used to shecht and have the dam run into the river in order not to make the whole floor of the boat all bloody and dirty. But if you're shechting on a boat and it doesn't look like you're doing of the Shem Avodah Zarah, that's muta. And everything goes, it's not the way we said before. Hakol Shochtim goes on the Oifas and Liodim Shochtim goes on the Tekufa. No, normal dinim. And Bakol Shochtim goes, Bein Mitzur, Bein Mitzchuches, Bein Mikur B'Shokan. That's what Rabbi says, Pshat. They tell, there's a famous story about Nechama Leibovitz, his brother. He was a colorful professor. So they say that during Mechamet HaShechrur, they didn't have enough kosher food for everybody. He was in Mechamet HaShechrur. So they gave most of the people fighting Mechamet HaShechrur, but not observing, but not didn't keep kosher. So they had kosher, they had a little bit kosher food. So they gave the kosher food to the religious soldiers, they gave the non-kosher food to the non-observant soldiers. So he said he wants the tray for food. Kalil Chazer is muta for Kibush Eretz Yisrael. He wants the tray for food. That's according to the Ramban. According to the Rambam, it's only kishir avein lamayochel. If you have no choice, but he that's how they tell the story. They tell a lot of stories about him. It's questionable whether any of these stories are true. They depict him as such a colorful. They say he was a colorful character. Question is how colorful. In this week's Sedra in Vayichi, the Sforno starts a whole comment which he picks up and repeats quite a few times later on Chumash. When they sent a message to Yosef that Yaakov Avinu is holding by the end, he brought his two children to the father and he gave them a bracha. And he says, Kachem Noelai Vavorchem, bring them closer to me. And he wants to put his hands on them. Why do you want to put his hands on them? What's the difference between a bracha and a tefillah? No one has a kach to give a bracha. I say, Yivarechach Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shalom should give you a bracha. So isn't it the same as a tefillah? I pray to the Rebbeinu Shalom that he should give you hatzlocha. When is it called a tefillah? When is it called a bracha? So the difference is, this farness, the difference is, if I say, Yiratzim Ofanecha, that ploini should have a refuah shleima. So that's a tefillah. But if I say, the Rebbeinu Shalom should give you a refuah shleima, that's a bracha. He say, Baloshen Noichach, you should have a refuah shleima, that's a bracha. Say to the Rebbeinu Shalom, please give ploini a refuah shleima, that's a tefillah. So, and the bracha has to be panim keneged panim. There should be more connection between the two. Yaakov Avinu was not able to see. Then he saw Kov de Mizoiken. He couldn't see. So that's why he wanted to, if he sees them, so there's more of a tzirah between them. If he doesn't see them, so he wants to put his hands on them. So this farna picks this up later. He says that Moshe Rabbeinu, towards the end of his life, Zayis HaBracha Sheberach Moshe is B'nai Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to give a bracha to B'nai Yisrael. Where does the bracha begin? It was Zayis HaBracha. So he says, Vayomar, Hashem is seen above his arch Mesei Aloma. That's not a bracha. So far there's no bracha. So Yechiruvim Val Yomais, that's the bracha. So this one says that's a tefillah, that's not a bracha. He didn't turn to Reuven and say Tichyev Al Thomas, Vehi Mesecha Mispar. He's talking to Rabbanu Shalom. Yechiruvim is Baloshen Nista, not Baloshen Nocha. That's a tefillah. Shema Hashem Kol Yehuda, Tumechu Veurecha. He's not talking to Levi. Says to Mechavirecha Liish Chasidecha, Rabbanu Shalom, give the Urim Tumim to Shevet Levi. He's talking to Rabbanu Shalom. He's not talking to them. Baruch Hashem Chela. He's talking to Rabbanu Shalom. Binyam and Amar. He did Hashem Yishkan Lavetoch Olav. Is Baloshin Nister. Nothing is Baloshin Nach. So he says, you keep on going Vaita. Where is there a bracha? He says the Sfarna claims the bracha is the last pasuk. Pasuk Chafei, Barzel and Achoshes Min Olecha Uch Yamecha Dovecha. That was a bracha to Eretz Yisrael. Barzel and Achoshes Min Olecha. Eretz Yisrael should be secure, as if there would be metal gates, metal walls protecting Eretz Yisrael. It should be secure. Uch Yamecha, and just like in the days of Yeshua Ben Nun, the early days of the Medina that Yeshua Ben Nun conquered, everything was secure. Dovecha in the old age. The Medina should be protected and secure forever and ever. So the Rebbeinu Shlom, the Sfarnak, Rebbeinu Shlom didn't want the bracha to be fully mekuyim, because after the Chet Hamaraglim, the Rebbeinu Shlom swore, that's how it says in Yecheskel, that's how it says in Tilim. Chumash doesn't say it explicitly, but in Yecheskel and Tilim says, right after the Chet Hamaraglim, the Rebbeinu Shlom swore that it's going to, when the Jews enter Eretz Yisrael, there's going to be a Churban Beis Hamikdash and a Golus. The Jews are going to be sent into Golus because of the Chet Hamaraglim. So the Rebbeinu Shlom didn't want the bracha to be mekuyim b'chayamecha davecha. This is the ganze bracha, he says. Well, the other psukim are just an introduction. He says the only pasuk that's a bracha was the bracha not to Bnei Yisrael, the bracha to Medina Yisrael, to Eretz Yisrael. The Rebbeinu Shlom didn't want it to be fully mekuyim, so he didn't allow Moshe Rabbeinu to cross over the Yarden. He would have crossed over the Yarden. Koch menoy alai ba'avarchem, this further refers back to what he wrote over here. If he would have given a bracha from up close, then it would have to be fulfilled Bishlei Musa. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu says. I was punished because of you. I forgot what's the pasuk. Hashem hasabibi biglalchem leimor. What do you mean he was punished because of Bnei Yisrael? He was punished because of the chet of the Mei Meriva, whatever the chet of the Mei Meriva was. So this Varna says, the chet of the Mei Meriva, he's not allowed to be the manig of Klal Yisrael, but why was he punished? He can't even cross over the Yarden. That was because of Bnei Yisrael. The Rebbeinu Shlom didn't want the bracha to be mekuyim bishlei Musa. Didn't want the chiyomecha davecha, that the Medina should be secure like in the early years of chiyomecha. So to davecha, in the old age, the Medina should be secure forever. Rebbeinu Shlom didn't want that part to be mekuyim. So he said, he's not going to let Moshe Rabbeinu cross over the Yarden. Because if you give the bracha from up close,
then it's going to be a stronger bracha. That's what the famous from the Beis Halevi, Reb Shlomo Levilna, visited Trieste. He was the Dayan of Vilna. So he visited Italy once, and he was a kohen. Shlomo Levilna was a kohen. So they mechabed him, they duchen every day there. So they mechabed him, he should duchen. So what do you mean I should duchen? All the kohen have duchen. He said, no, their minig is, only one kohen says, Yivracha Hashem Yishmarecha, the others just stand there, and the yotze with Shemei Kohenah. So he said, never. So he was the biggest Talmud Chacham, so the Mechabit him, he should say, Yivracha Hashem Yishmarech, and the other should stand there. So he writes in the Sefer, Reishis Bikurim, he planned that was going to be the first Sefer that he was going to put out. That was the only Sefer. But he planned it was going to be the first Sefer, he called it Reishis Bikurim. So he writes, he never heard of this minig, but he realizes it's enough in a Mishnah like that. There's a Mishnah in Megillah that says, I forgot anybody, it says, if you give someone maftis, you got to give him a booby prize, you got to give him dam franom or something. You got it ready.
Musa.
I don't think so. That's today you give musa. So it's not a time, you give him something else. And then it says something else that someone duchens. So the Mishnah is so unclear. Nobody, the Gemara, the Yerushalmi, no one explains what's going on. What do you mean? You mechabed him, he should duchen. All the Kohanim duchen. So he says, oh, that's pshat in the Mishnah. Only one kohen duchens and the others are yotze with shemeh kohenah. So he says he never knew pshat in the Mishnah, and none of the Mepharshim explained it. The Mishnah Megillah, it must be that Bizman Mishnah they had this practice. That's what he said. So the Beis Halevi was a contemporary of his. So he writes that he thinks that it's not correct. How can you say Shemei Kohen by duchening? You have to have Kol Rom. The Kohanim have to say out loud the Kol Rom. So if I'm Yotzev with Shemei Kohen, it's even less than a whisper. I didn't even say anything. So how can you call out Kol Rom? So the old Taina, the Netziv, was Rosh Yeshiva and Valojin for a period of time, the same time as the Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi writes, he saw in the Sefer that came out, he didn't want to be Mevazer, Rabbi Tzal Vilna. He didn't want to be Mevazer, Rabbi Tzal Vilna. So he wrote, a new Sefer came out, and he doesn't say the name of the Sefer, that's this Reishis Bikurim. So when the Netziv disagrees with the Beis Halevi, so he says, a new Sefer came out and says that you can't allow Shemei Kohen by Duchenik because you need Kol Ram, and he said, doesn't say who it is, that's his Ko Rosh Yeshiva in Valojin. He does want to be Mvazim, but he says it's wrong because the Mishnah says in Bikurim that the farmers that didn't know how to recite Arami Avirabi by heart, so they would have someone recite it for them, and there would be Yotze with Shemei Kohen. So the Gemara says that Mikra Bikurim is also recited by Kol Ram. So you see that whatever the halacha requires Kol Ram, if I say B'kol Ram and he's Yotze with Shemei Kohenah, the Kol Ram also carries over. It's considered as if he's Shemei Kohenah, as if he also said the B'kol Ram. So what did the Beis HaLevi get so excited about? What was he so upset about? So the Soloveitchik family defends the Beis HaLevi. What he meant to say was, Kol Ram by Duchening is not the same as Kol Ram by Bikurim. Kol Ram by Bikurim is the tone of voice you should say B'kol Ram. So if I say B'kol Ram, it carries over to the Shemeah. The farmer who listens to me saying Arami Avirabi is considered as if he said B'kol Ram. But Duchenei B'kol Ram is a different part. You need a tziruf between the Mevarach and the Mizbarach. That's where they have to face each other upon him, connected upon him. So the tziruf requires that it should be loud. How loud is Kol Ram? How loud do you have to scream on top of your voice? Loud enough that all the people in the back of the shul should hear. You need a tziruf between the Mevarach and the Mizbarach. So just like the Svarno said, they should be facing each other. They should be up close. Yaakov Avinu couldn't see, so he wanted to touch them. And he saw Kav the Mizaykan. You need a tzirup between the Mevarach and the Mizbarach. So here also, the reason why you need a Kol Ram, there should be a tzirup. So if I'm going to say, one kain is going to say, the psukim, Yirecha Hashem Yishmecha, there's going to be a tzirup, Shemeh Kaina, where is there a tzirup? That's what the Beis HaLevi's time was. So this theme, this Sfarna has in quite a few places in Chumash, scattered about. The first place he has it is over here in Vaychi. That whenever you give a brach, it has to be B'loshen Noichach, not B'loshen Nista. B'loshen Nista is a tefillah. B'loshen Noichach is a bracha. And the more, the closer the Mevarach is to the Mizbarach, Moshe Rabbeinu would have given the bracha from up close, the whole bracha would have been fulfilled in its entirety. So the Rabbanu Shalom didn't want that it should be a Chayam Echad Avechon. So that's why he didn't allow him to cross over the yard. Yeah.
What is the
naftamina of
the
Sfarna on Joseph Bracha?
If you say
Yechim, Ruven, Balik, Amod,
it's a
tefillah.
Not a
yeah,
bracha.
Yeah.
So what's the naftamina?
No naftamina. You just said which line is the bracha? But opening lines are not.
What about if you say Refuah Shleima to someone? Is that a brocha?
That's a brocha. You should have Refuah Shleima.
He wants to write a sefer. The brother said, "Don't put it in," but he left the title in and something to
that
effect.
Yeah, yeah.
I was thinking, based on the idea that you can't surround 100 people,